You have been listening to Shukshukta Radio here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is a show in Amharic hosted by Worku Ayale.
Hey, Dani.
Hey, Worku. Good morning, this beautiful Sunday morning.
Yes, beautiful. How's outside?
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous?
Gorgeous. A perfect day for a half a marathon that's going on.
Oh, really?
That just finished, yes.
Oh, you did?
Not me. My goodness, no.
Oh, okay. You look like marathon runners.
I like jogging.
Yeah.
That's about it. And we're now listening to Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice, here on CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm your host, Dania. The number here today is 822-2487. And we have a special show today. Something a little bit of a special event. This is, of course, a world music show with a little bit of a Jewish inkling. Yeah. I play music from the four corners of the world, but specifically Jewish music in all its forms and genres: Gypsy music, Latin music, European music, Middle Eastern music, and such. And today, in tandem with Israel's 60th birthday celebrations that are kind of ongoing, we have a special appearance today, well, at least live through the telephone. We're going to do a little interview with a well-known singer, and her name is Svetlana Portnyansky. Whoa. And she is, have you heard of her?
Yes. She's a very famous, yeah.
She's internationally known, and she's a cantor and a well-known Jewish singer from Los Angeles. And she sings famous Yiddish, Hebrew, and Russian songs, many of which are romances, and we all like those.
Yes, I'm excited for this interview.
And, Worku's going to help me out here at Definitely. The switchboard for a few minutes, so thank you.
You're welcome.
And so Svetlana has sung at Carnegie Hall, at Lincoln Center in New York, and at the Tokyo Opera City in Japan, among many other shows. And she tours a lot. And now she's visiting here in our very own Vancouver. She's visiting town now, in fact, for one of these performances, which is tonight, which will be held tonight. And that's at 7 p.m. at the Temple Shalom Synagogue, which is at 7190 Oak Street, and that's between 56th and 57th Avenue on Oak. And the tickets are $30 and $35. There'll be a guest singer there as well named Elena Steele, and it's bound to be a beautiful, powerful, emotional concert. For tickets, and I'll be telling you a lot more about Svetlana, and she'll be telling you about herself. But in the meantime, for tickets, you can call 604-374-1061, and you'll get a hold of Michael, who will hook you up with some tickets. And so this is Svetlana, and in fact, I think that may be her calling on the other line. So let's see right now. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning, yes.
Excellent. Good morning, Svetlana.
Good morning, Dania.
Wonderful to talk to you here. Thank you so much for being on the show and for doing an interview. This is very exciting.
Thank you.
I've got a friend in here too, my colleague and fellow DJ, Worku Ayale, who hosts a show in an Ethiopian show in Amharic, and he's going to help me out here for a few minutes.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Yeah, wonderful. So, we're very excited here in the community that you've decided to come and grace us with your presence. We know you're an international singer from Los Angeles. I'm just going to give the listeners here just a tiny bit of a background, what I do know about you, and then, of course, I'm going to let you speak for yourself, and we'll listen to your music. Svetlana Portnyansky is from Los Angeles. She sings in Yiddish, Hebrew, Russian, and English.
Yes.
She left
and Spanish.
And Danish.
Spanish.
Spanish. Okay, mm-hmm. Wonderful. I didn't know that. That's one great. Of my favorite languages. And you left Russia, Moscow, I believe, 17 years ago. Is that right?
Right, correct.
Okay, and while you were there, you were studying in conservatories and institutions there and performing there. And now you perform a lot internationally. But as I understand, you make a living through your work as a cantor at a conservative synagogue. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Thank you. Well, I am assuming that you're looking forward to the concert tonight, as am I, and a few friends were really excited about it. And I'm sure you know Temple Shalom has excellent acoustics. So
yeah, I've heard about it.
Right.
So I'm looking forward.
Excellent. Same here. Well, first of all, just so you know, this show, Kol Nota D, it's a world music show with a bit of a Jewish slant. And I'm especially grateful to have you here because I do love so much of the Jewish music from the old world, like Russia and a lot of the klezmer, and it's Yiddish culture. But I have to admit, I don't incorporate it as much as I'd like to on my show because I simply don't know all that much about it. It's the one area or genre of Jewish music that I don't know too much about, so it's a great honor to have you here. So if I can just ask you a few questions. First of all, when did you start performing?
I started performing right after graduation of Music Conservatory in Moscow. since 1988.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Until I came to the United States with the concerts in the beginning of 1991, and I left my country. I left Russia. I would say I was defected in the United States.
Okay.
And since then, I perform. I attended theological seminary of America in New York, and then I moved to California, to Los Angeles, and continued my study in University of Judaism.
Wow, that's a very interesting career path. So, I was reading actually on your website. You have a beautiful website, by the way.
Thank you.
And I will give that in a few minutes. I'll spell it out so our listeners can find it themselves. But your website makes reference to your career in radio and television and how it was, as I understood, it was amidst this that you developed a yearning for Yiddish, Hebrew, and Russian music. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about this and how your career in radio and television brought you to this?
For the short time, we've been a colleagues.
Sorry?
It was in 2001
okay.
To 2003. I had newspaper and television hour and a few channels, but it was pretty hard for me because it's not part-time job. It's absolutely full-time job, and you have to be devoted to things you do. And I couldn't connect my concerts and my newspaper and television job, so it was absolutely impossible. And I decided to sell it.
Okay, so you felt you almost had to choose one particular path.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. And So as we know, as much as you're an international star and performer, your real job, if I can put it that way, if you will, is as a cantor at a synagogue. So I'm curious about how this came about and what was involved in becoming a cantor, and if you grew up, I guess, with a religious background and family. There are a few questions in there, but just how did that all develop into your becoming a cantor?
I didn't have any religious path in my family because I was a Muscovite. I was raised in Moscow, and it was absolutely impossible to have some religious preferences, and as well as my whole family. And I just started to feel my Jewishness, as I can say that, inside of me, probably in the high school. It was pretty late when I was mature girl, and started to understand things around me, and
right.
So I would say it came to me a little bit later.
Okay, and curiously, then you're talking about your high school years and how it was then when you started recognizing or being aware of Jewish identity, I suppose, around you. Did you go to school? Did you grow up with Jewish youth around you in your environment, or were you somewhat alone in that?
No, not at all. Not at all. Not in Moscow.
So you didn't grow up?
No.
Okay.
As I said, no, because it's in the city where I grew up, it was impossible.
Right. So then, considering the Jews' turbulent past and more recent history in Russia, how, if you had to describe your relationship with Russia, how would you describe it? And do you consider it your homeland?
No, of course no.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's in my memory. I remember it. I remember my childhood. I remember my friends and my first theaters where I performed. I will never forget it, but I consider myself at home, absolutely at home in Los Angeles and California, in the United States where I live, and I love this country. And 17 years, it's pretty long time.
Yes. So then I guess of all the geographic landscapes and spaces, which visuals most inspire your music? I mean,
I think it's Israel.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. And have you spent a lot of time there, or have you visited or lived there?
I've been there many times, maybe over 20 times. So every year I go to Israel, and I feel like necessarily to me to go there, and from time to time to accumulate
memories
and
visions from there. And so you feel that directly feeds and nourishes your music.
Yeah, exactly.
And so as I saw from your website, I know you've performed there many times, is that right?
Yes. Absolutely.
I'm curious to know what kind of populations do you think are typically present at your performances, let's say in Israel? Because as we know, it's such a diverse society there.
It's, of course, Russian, Russian-speaking audience, and Yiddish-speaking, and European Jews, mostly.
Okay.
Jews from Eastern Europe, from Poland, from Romania, from Russia, Ukraine, and from Western Europe too. So I would say mostly European Jews.
Okay. So then I suppose those groups that feel, or those individuals that feel like they can, I guess, relate to the feeling of kind of split worlds in a sense.
Yeah, I would say yes.
Okay. So you sing in, I was thinking four, but you sing in five languages then?
Oh, I even don't know.
You sing in English, Hebrew, Yiddish, Russian, and Spanish.
Yes, yeah.
That's amazing. So yeah.
Actually, I sing in all languages where I perform. If I perform in Japan, I sing in Japanese.
Really?
Yeah, if I perform in Italy, I sing in Italian. Someday I performed in New Zealand, and I even prepared song in Maori language.
Oh, no way. That's fascinating. So how does that happen? Do you just learn sort of enough to sing a particular song in the language? Or?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and is it typically one particular song?
Yeah, I think it's always nice for people who come especially to hear you in different countries. And it looks nice when they hear their native language.
For sure.
And I like it myself.
For sure. So, wow, so you're constantly learning on that end. Wow.
Yeah.
So which song is it? As I understood, then it's one particular song that you like to translate into an infinite number of languages and perform. Which song is it?
What do you mean, which song?
Is it one particular song that you like?
Yeah, it might be just one.
Okay, but it's not the same song necessarily for each country that you translate?
No,
okay.
Of course no. I choose some popular song which everybody know. And like for example, in Japan, I have few songs in Japan. And it's very popular songs, and all Japanese people know that song and even sing together with me. So... I don't remember now. I believe it's three songs.
Okay.
So it depends.
I'm curious as to how you decide on what language you'll sing a song in. So, for example, do you find that your Yiddish songs are different in content or tone from your Hebrew or Russian or Spanish songs, for example?
Yeah, I just I'm trying to choose. By my heart, if I like this music, if I feel that it matches to my soul, I take this song and I sing it, and I just repeat and sing it.
Because it does seem like certain languages are more suitable or better vehicles for certain tones or feelings or stories than others.
I would say everything,
mm-hmm.
Both.
Okay. Okay, and could you say that you identify? I know this is kind of a hard question to answer, especially given your mixed background. But could you say that you identify more closely with one language in particular?
It's not hard to me. It's not difficult.
Okay, so do you feel closer, I mean, to Russian or to Yiddish, for example? Like, is there one language?
Language, of course, closer, Russian.
Okay.
Of course, if we're talking about language, of course. But in music, it's hard to explain, you know.
Right.
You have a feeling inside, somewhere deep in your heart, in your soul. If you like it, if it clicks somewhere in your feeling, it's really hard to explain.
Yes. Well, it's so much of music is beyond
yeah,
words
of course,
completely.
It's an ocean of music. But
true.
But I would say that Jewish songs is. Of course, it's the base of my repertoire.
Okay.
A base, and this is my musical emploi.
Okay.
That's why it's mostly I sing in Yiddish and Hebrew. Mostly I just perform Jewish songs, and plus I'm a cantor, so I represented as a cantor. So it's all naturally and organically to me.
Mm-hmm. So how much of your repertoire, your singing repertoire, would you say is influenced by spirituality or by your faith?
You mean how much?
I guess it's a strange question because it's hard to quantify. It's hard to count.
Yeah, it's a pretty big repertoire.
Okay. And I suppose that it's such an inspiration for your music in general.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I just have one or two last questions here. Who would you say are your biggest musical inspirations?
You mean singers, composers, musicians?
Everything.
I think I was inspired by classical music since I was very, very young. My father used to be a pianist. He wasn't a professional pianist, but he played very, very good, and he was my first teacher. And the first music I heard, it was classical music. So I would say I inspired by all classical music, classical composers, and opera singers.
Okay.
And I can say that my favorite Russian composer is Tchaikovsky. Among contemporary singers, it's so many wonderful singers. I don't know. I would say probably Barbara Streisand is my star.
Wow. Well, I've definitely seen you compared to her on websites that I read about you.
Sometimes I've been compared to her. Of course, it's so incredible to hear that expression.
I can imagine. What's funny? Do you agree with it, or are you very flattered by it?
I didn't do any special thing for that.
Well, you're doing something right. If she's one of your hugest inspirations and you're being compared to her, I would guess that's wonderful. And in terms of the Jewish end of things, besides Barbara Streisand, are there other perhaps cantors that inspire your music?
You mean cantorial music, cantors?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. I started to absorb that music long time ago when I became a cantor, almost 14 years ago, and I've heard all European, old European cantors, and like Moshe Kusevitsky and Sirota and Moshe Osher, many of them, and cantorial music is a very special to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's pure classical music to me, and it's a shame that it sounds only in synagogues. So that I would like to do to spread it over, to be able to spread it over more and more in the concert halls around the world, because it's just a shame not all people can hear the beauty of this music.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And I have to say again, I'm no expert at all in this area, but I have listened to a lot of, or at least some, cantorial music, more from the Sephardic end, and I love, for example, what Ofra Haza does and how she weaves in very religious and biblical visions into her work.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. So can you give us a sense of what we're going to hear tonight at your concert?
Tonight I'm going to sing, as I told you, the base of my repertoire is a Jewish song. So, mm-hmm. Of course, it's going to be Yiddish traditional. It's going to be Hebrew traditional, cantorial and contemporary, and Yiddish folk, and, of course, Russian stuff, Russian romances, like a la Jewish, gypsy, something.
Oh, wow.
Gypsy Russian. And
I love gypsy
classical
music.
And Spanish songs, And what else?
Do you sing in Ladino at all?
Yeah, I sing in Ladino also.
Oh,
and
wow.
I want to, in addition, I would like to say that I will perform with a beautiful, wonderful musician.
Mm-hmm.
He's a pianist. It's a wonderful pianist who accompanied me who used to be in, he's from Odessa,
mm-hmm.
Ukraine.
Okay.
It's a very traditional place, and he's an extremely talented person.
What's his name?
His name is Ernest Steinberg.
He's
not only brilliant pianist, he's, I would say he sings inside of him with a singer.
Hmm.
That his profession to accompany singers in Odessa Conservatory, and he continued to work in ballet company in New York.
Okay.
So I wish you could hear him and have a great pleasure and honor to hear him. So to me, I would say it's a great honor to share this stage with such a beautiful musician, Ernest Steinberg.
Wonderful. Wow, that's very exciting. And are we going to hear any instruments besides the
piano.
Voice? Piano.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lovely.
And that I would like to say he also going to play solo, his solo music solo.
His solo
I
music.
I hope you're going to have a great fun, great pleasure.
Wonderful. Very much looking forward to it. So that's Svetlana Portiansky and Ernest Steinberg performing tonight at 7 p.m. at the Temple Shalom Synagogue. That's at 7190 Oak Street, and that's between 56th and 57th Avenues. And tickets are $30 or $35, and you can call 604-374-1061, and you'll talk to Michael. So thank you so much, Svetlana. It was wonderful
to
talk to you.
Thank you.
And looking forward to meeting you tonight.
Thank you. Me too.
And so we'll play some of your music now. Actually, what I have is off of an album with Oleg Butman in New York.
Yes.
Okay. And so I'm going to play a song, one of your songs, L'Chaim.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, and see you tonight.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Tanya. Bye-bye.
Wonderful. Bye-bye. So that was Svetlana Portiansky. What a fascinating, dynamic woman. I can't wait to be there tonight at this concert. Again, the number for tickets is 604-374-1061. And here we go. I'm sure we're dying to listen to her, actually, and hear what Svetlana is all about. So this is a piece called L'Chaim, and it's sung in Yiddish, and it's off of an album that she recorded live in New York with the Oleg Butman's quartet. Enjoy. You're listening to Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice, here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Behind, Heim, in Schatten nehmen Heid, in mein Sitz bei unter dicken Tisch. Aglesselele Heim, in Schatten nehmen Heid, in mein Sitz deine Mutter sein Fricht. Aglesselele Heim, in Schatten meinen Sitzen doch. Aglesselele Heim, in Schatten meinen doch nicht doch. Aglesselele Heim, in Schatten uns bei Hell und verschont.
That was Svetlana Portiansky with Oleg Butman Quartet. And as we've been talking about here on the show, she will be performing tonight at the Temple Shalom Synagogue at 7190 Oak Street. And she'll be there with Ernest Steinberg and also Elena Steele. Tickets are $30 or $35, and you can call 374-1061. Now, here I'm playing another song of hers. This is off a live recording in New York here. I thought I'd play a selection. She sings in various languages. So this is a Russian piece here called Bab Yar. This is Cold Nodedi, and I'm your host, Danya. I'd love to hear from you. The number here is
822-2487. С открытыми глазами в три обхвата старый дух тихо плачет вместе с нами. Этот ров, как сердце, шрам. Этот ров, как стон народа. Нашей боли вечный храм поминальных свечек ода. Богом избранный народ 41-й черный год. Боль в наследство вот тогда по дороге в Баби-Яр. Этот ров, как сердце шрам, это вечный боли храм. Боль в наследство вот тогда по дороге в Бабий Яр. Помнишь, бабушка нам пела о еврейском счастье песню? Гетто судит, как вам спится, что за сны приходят к вам. В мире солнца, смех и птицы, вы живете тут и там. Богом избраны черный год, боль в наследство вот тогда, по дороге в Бабий Яр. Этот ров, как сердце шрам, это вечный боль и храм, боль в наследство. По дороге Бабия.
Wow, that was the powerful voice of Svetlana Portnyansky singing the Israeli anthem, Hatikva. I wanted to give us here a real sampling of her repertoire of the languages that she sings in. First, I played a song called Lechaim, which is sung in Yiddish. And I also played a Russian song called Babi Yar, and I wish I knew more about what the stories were, what really was being sung about. But anyways, the music is just beautiful, especially the violin. And we just heard Hatikva, which was sung, of course, in Hebrew. So again, her concert is tonight at Temple Shalom Synagogue at 7 p.m. For more information or for tickets, you can call 374-1061. And in line of these voices from the old world and from the new world, from Eastern Europe specifically, I'm going to continue here in this last little leg of our show with some music produced by one of my favorite composers, musicians, producers, John Zorn. I'm going to play from Psamim. This is, two pieces, one of which is about Elijah the prophet, Eliyahu Hanavi. See what you think. This is Psamim. You're listening to Kol Nodadi, Nomadic Voice, here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Eliyahu Hanavi, Elijah the Prophet. And that was music by Psamim. They're a group based in Belgium. They're an ensemble of accordion with strings, and they perform a musical blend of both original tunes and klezmer classics. They include the renowned singer Zehava Seewald and also musicians Martin Weinberg, who plays the accordion, Renaud Lonest, who plays the violin, and Joanna Samek, who plays the viola. They were formed in 1992, and the first distributed recording of Psamim came out in 1999 on the Tzadik label, and that's what I just played you from. Tzadik, of course, is one of John Zorn's productions. I have so much respect for him as a composer and producer, and that's one of his babies. It's a beautiful album, and it's called Abi Gesint, and I have no idea what that means, because I don't speak any Yiddish, but it consists of really special instrumental arrangements, and that's that. So that's Psamim. And so we're going to end off here in the last 5 minutes of the show or so, in the vein of Eastern European music, Jewish music from the old world, but perhaps put in contemporary context, I guess I could say. So I'm going to play music from the South Coast Simcha Band, and I believe that they are based in Florida, featuring the music of Rina and Keith Wolzinger. It was a wonderful podcast, by the way, the Klezmer podcast. In any case, this is the South Coast Simcha Band, and before I leave here, I'd like to mention that the Jazz Festival is going on, and you should definitely check that out, festivalvancouver.ca. And I'd also like to say congratulations, Mazel Tov, to my father, who just completed the half marathon here in Vancouver. My parents are constantly astounding me with their achievements and outdoing their children. So that's just another one of those things. So Mazal Tov, Abba. And I'd also like to say hi to all my family out there in Israel. My brother Yaron, who just called me from Tel Aviv, who's listening to the show here. How small this world is. So that is that. Thank you for listening to another week of Kol Nodadi, Nomadic Voice. I'm your host, Danya. Have a beautiful week and see you next Sunday, same time, 11 to 12 in the mornings. Enjoy. This is South Coast Simcha Band here on Kol Nodadi, 101.9 FM, CITR. Lächtig wie der Stern von Himmel am Atone bist du mir die Geschichte. Mein Glück hab ich gewinnen, wenn ich hab dich gewinnen. Du scheinst wie tausend Sinnen, hast mein Herz verglichen. Deine Sehnelach, weiße Perlach mit deine schöne Augen, deine Kerala, hast mit sie gezeugen, schön wie die Labone, wichtig wie die Sterne, von Himmel am Atone, bist du mir die Thank you.
isn't Ken Van Glick Lockthine.
A sheikh azok, a clayton lotus in Keshena, a dreifiers lotus, a big azint, Ken Van Glick Lockthine.
For Yaden, Anum, Orem, all the right. Oh, abyssal freight, abyssal lachen, the mommy's right. A schnapsal machen, a big isn't, can Ben Glick that sign.